It is the Scherzo movement, the third movement from the quartet in F major, opus 96, to give the precise terminology, by Antonín Dvořák, but it's best known by its nickname, the American Quartet, performed here by the Takács Quartet on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show's your connection to local performances. And that does have to do with actually a series of local performances happening this weekend in downtown Champaign. That's what DOCHA stands for. It's the DOCHA Chamber Music Festival, fifth annual such event happening Friday through Sunday at the Orpheum Theater in downtown. We'll be talking about that with festival co-organizer Stefan Milenkovic in just a matter of minutes. And then coming up live in our studio, we have three members of the faculty at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston who are participating in an early music recital on the campus there tomorrow evening. And we'll have some live samples of what will be on that concert coming up at around 4:30 or so. But first, a reminder that we're in our spring pledge period, which is always an important time for public radio stations throughout the land, not excepting Illinois Public Media here in Urbana-Champaign and East Central Illinois, And our goal is to raise $140,000 before week's end, I guess. And we hope that you will consider making your contribution towards that goal and certainly towards supporting WILL and all the programs here at Illinois Public Media. Our phone number is 217-244-0025, where you can make your pledge quite easily, or you can go online and do that at willpledge.org. And each day I'm pleased to welcome a different staff member from Illinois Public Media today. It is our content director, who is responsible for programming for the FM station and television and more. His name is David Teal. Thanks for joining us today, David.
It's great to be here, and it is very important that we hear from our listeners today. 217-244-0025. As you know, Kevin, I mean, this show is very dependent on listener donations, or just, you know, in general, we need to have a robust budget to be able to afford to do local programs like Live and Local.
And perhaps ironically, local programs are the most expensive programs.
Exactly. You know, you think, oh, sure, you know, we just put somebody in front of a mic and that's it. And, you know, but there's a lot to it. And the hour a day that you're on is only part of what you do. And, you know, it's there's a lot of work, and that work, you know, is worth compensation. And of course, there are other expenses involved in putting on local radio. That's why we're coming to you this afternoon, 217-244-0025. I mean, this is something that we've been doing for the last several years, right? About three years?
This is our sixth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I'm completely – the only thing I really remember is our first show happened on Groundhog Day in 2009.
And so, you know, you've been bringing in just, you know, hundreds and hundreds of guests and hosting live performances right here in the studios. And I think, you know, I hope that our listeners out here really value that opportunity, the opportunity to hear all these musicians and hear about local great, you know, arts events coming to the area. So I hope you'll support it right now with your pledge at 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org.
And we have sort of a multiple purpose here on the program. One, of course, is for your sheer entertainment, because anybody who just you know, enjoys listening to the radio, we hope will enjoy the conversation and music that you hear on the show. But also, we try to pair performers and audiences, so that if you hear somebody like Stefan Milenkovic, who we're going to be talking to in just a moment, letting you know about the DOCHA Festival, Stefan and his colleagues would be delighted if you would take the next step and go out and hear some of the concerts. They're free, as it happens. Likewise, the folks who are going to play for us from Eastern Illinois University coming up in a little bit would be equally delighted if you'd go hear their recital of early music tomorrow night. We'd also be very glad if you, as a listener, would take the next step and support this program by making a contribution to it. The phone number is 217-244-0025, and the website is willpledge.com. livelocal.org. And my guest, this first portion of Live and Local, is Stefan Milenkovic. He is associate professor of violin at the University of Illinois School of Music. He's also currently the chair of the strings division, I believe.
And I was last semester.
Oh, you were last semester. You're off the hook now.
I'm off the hook, yes.
who's on the hook right now?
Michael Cameron.
Well, he's
actually,
done the
he took
before.
A sabbatical for a semester, so that's why I stepped in.
He's back. He's the bass professor. But you are also, what did we decide to call you in relative to the Docha Festival?
Well, I mean, we have quite a few people involved in this. It so happens that I'm kind of spearheading the initiative, but I'm helped by quite a few other people. In this case, we just are called, artistic coordinators, and I'm one of them. So Dmitry Kozov is another one that contributed quite a bit to putting together the programs and also the artists. So it's
Paul
hard
Redman,
to do things.
Executive director.
Yeah, Paul Redman is the engine. We are the body work, and he is everything else that helps the body work move.
So. And Docha Festival, of course, Docha or Dosha, you could say, since it stands for stands for downtown Champaign.
Right.
This is fifth year.
Yes, this is our fifth year, and we've grown a lot last year. We doubled the audience from the previous year.
Really?
And we are hoping to actually increase that even more this year. And just to involve not only downtown Champaign, which is an unbelievably fun and lively place to be and an ideal platform for this kind of event and this kind of energy, but also to involve, campus town and Urbana so that we see more students, because this is really for everyone. And you will see top-notch performances. I'm talking about really a world-class performances and performers participating, because that's a big part of it, is that everybody really gives their maximum and we show the best that this town has to offer musically. And we want to offer that free to the community, and to create programs that are varied enough and contrasting enough that they really do, I don't want to say satisfy, but entertain a wide array of audiences with any kind of level of knowledge about music that you can imagine, from zero knowledge about music to really dedicated aficionados of chamber music and beyond.
And everything, I mean, of course, free does make it pretty much open to everybody.
Right.
There's no issue of being able to afford classical music in this case. One of the things that one hears not infrequently, that, classical music is expensive, but certainly no more expensive than, say, the average Rolling Stones concert or any number of other folks that, play throughout the world. But everything's going to be at the Orpheum Theater inside the Orpheum Children's Science Museum,
yes,
downtown Champaign, which is a fabulous place to hear music.
It's incredible. I think most people are not aware of this, other than it's a children's museum. Really, that's its day job. And now we've given it also an evening job, and that is becoming a concert hall, because that's an old school theater right in the heart of downtown Champaign. And, if you've never seen it, if you've never been there, if you've never seen it set up for a performance, you really should, because you'll feel like you are stepping into a sort of a different era. I'm talking, Buenos Aires. You're coming into a milonga in the heart of Argentina, in Buenos Aires. So that kind of environment. Yet it's set up in such a way that it's still modern and hip. We make sure it's really welcoming, and you just feel very, very comfortable there. You also offer food and drink, and so the whole event is supposed to happen very naturally, very welcoming way with high-level performance and a very varied program so that anybody can enjoy it.
It happens Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tell us about Friday's programs.
Friday program is called the Unbearable Lightness of Being.
This is the evening program.
There's
a morning
program. A morning program, we have actually two children's concerts. So the very first one is it's a field trip for school children, and we had something like 300 plus kids last time. So that's at 10 a.m., and you will see Rami Vamos, who is actually A great guitarist, but more importantly, he's known for his shows for children that are just funny and very informative and very engaging, very entertaining. And he does a lot of these at in New York at the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. So he comes down and does a, you know, really a huge favor to offer this kind of show in Champaign. I mean, this is top notch. So I participated last year, and we had a great time just being there and having fun with the kids and with him. I mean, he wears a powdered wig. I think it's enough said, right? And so, but it's just hilarious. So that's on at 10 a.m.
But that one, as you said, is a field trip for
that's
kids.
That's a field
so that's
trip.
Really
so we have
open.
On Saturday at 1 p.m., on Saturday the 12th, that's when it's open to public. So if you want to see this show, I suggest you come on Saturday the 12th. Now, as far as Friday is concerned, so we have 10 a.m. and then at 7 p.m. we have the music performance, the chamber music performance, some bearable lightness of being. And it will feature, among other things, of course, the Jupiter String Quartet that's being a guest that night. They will play a Beethoven selection from one of the quartets. We'll also have Moye Chen. He won the Krennert Awards. He's a pianist.
Debut artist award.
Yes.
Right?
He's kind of our local Lang Lang, let's put it that way. And, I mean, you want to hear the guy. He'll have a 10-minute segment. And then we end the evening with one of the all-time great pieces written by a 16-year-old Mendelssohn, which is his string octet. And, I mean, that's just... It's just a genius piece, and I think that really embodies the unbearable lightness of being a genius at 16.
Like, that's, you know,
how does
that
feel, right?
That's a heady concept.
Right. But in the end, it's supposed to be very light, engaging, and fun. So on Saturday, we have Americana evening. Beside the 1 p.m. Young People's Concert with Rami, we have Americana evening. We'll have... Dvorak's American Quartet, which is a timeless piece, and just amazing how he has been able to weave American themes without ever going into banality and ethnicity and the background of this continent into a classical piece. So it's one of the great fun quartets ever written. This will be performed, the first movement will be performed by an unusual formation, which is a saxophone quartet. Now, I bet you've never heard of that, because I haven't myself, and I think I'm just very, very curious to hear how this piece for a string quartet sounds as a saxophone quartet. And we'll have a saxophone quartet from the School of Music that Professor Deborah Richtmeier is personally coaching, and I mean, they're top. And I think that'll be just fantastic. And then we have our string students from the School of Music, some of the best string students, playing the other three movements of the American Quartet. And after that is Ollie Watts and the Black Chorus. So the whole evening is designed to be high energy and also giving tribute to the heritage, really, of America as a continent.
And they'll be Black Chorus will be fresh off of their Mom's Day concert just this past weekend.
Yeah.
Before we go into Sunday's program, let's play a little sample of that heady piece by the prodigy Mendelssohn. I love this piece. It's a bit of the opening movement of Mendelssohn's string octet, played here by the combined forces of the Cleveland Quartet and the Meliora Quartet. We're talking about the Docha Festival, fifth annual festival. It's happening this Friday through Sunday at the Orpheum Theater in the Orpheum Children's Science Museum in downtown Champaign. This is Live and Local. And we come back around to the opening music of the Octet for Strings by Felix Mendelssohn, the first movement. The Cleveland Quartet and the Meliora Quartet joining forces in this recording here on Live and Local. You can hear forces at the Docha Chamber Music Festival perform the work on Friday night this week at the Orpheum Theater inside the Orpheum Children's Science Museum in downtown Champaign, a concert that starts at 7 o'clock. It's the first of three chamber music programs that are happening on the weekend. The second of those will be on Saturday, which we heard a bit about. It's called Americana. And then the third one on Friday. We'll hear about that in just a moment from Stefan Milankovic. But first, a reminder that we are in our pledge drive, and that means that we need some pledges today.
Yep.
We bring you this program, as we do all programs at Illinois Public Media, essentially on faith. It is technically free or theoretically free. It can be practically free. You can sit there, listen, and, of course, pay nothing. But if everybody did that, then we wouldn't have any music for anybody or any programs for anybody. So that means we rely on those of you who can and are willing and able to support with your financial contributions. And so during this drive, we're asking you to do that right now. The phone number is 217-244-0025, and the web address is willpledge.org. David Teal is our content director and intimately familiar with what goes on into putting stuff on the air.
Yeah, and there's certainly a lot involved, and I mean it's person power, it's also equipment, it's electricity. All these things, are necessary to get this program out to the community and even the world, via our website. We've been live streaming the show for a while now too, so people, everywhere can potentially hear Live and Local. But the important part of that, that title there, Live and Local, I mean, it is local. We're doing this right out of our studios here in Urbana. Kevin lives, right here in the area. Most of the artists you bring in are either they're local or they're coming to town, and that's why we're doing this show. And so this is something that makes a local connection to the community, and it takes a community to make it happen. We hope that you right now listening to this program that you really value what Kevin's been doing, bringing all these artists into the station, and that you'll support it with your pledge at 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. You can go online and make your pledge that way. We have a goal of $140,000 to raise this week, and we've been doing well, but we really need your help. We need to get over the hump here. It's hump day. We need to get over the hump, and we need your call right now.
Yeah. Traditionally, well, if you have a tradition of 5 years, I guess we do.
Yeah.
We don't get a lot of pledge calls or contributions during Live and Local, I've always been curious about that because I run into many people who say how much they enjoy the program, and we certainly get great comments here from listeners. And so I'd appeal to you if you've perhaps not been a friend of WILL, somebody who supports the program with your contributions, to consider doing it for the first time. If you've enjoyed the program, let's say you've gone out and discovered some new performances that you wouldn't have known about without having experienced the program, take the time to make a call now or go online now and put something up for the show. If this is helpful to you, we don't talk about this very much, but we do have some thank you gifts you're welcome to access, depending on the donation. For a $72 donation, you can get a WILO member card, which gives you all kinds of discounts to restaurants and other things. For the same amount, you can request an Illinois Public Media ceramic mug, which is always very nice, and then other sorts of things as well, which you can find listed on our website. But mostly, we hope you'll support the music and the conversation that we have on this show. The phone number is 217-244-0025, and the website willpledge.org. I want to go back to our conversation with Stefan Milenkovic, who's a co-artistic coordinator for the Docha Festival. And I sort of interrupted you earlier when you were going to tell us what's happening at Sunday's concert.
Sunday's concert is titled Some Like It Hot. And, well, that program features Brahms' piano quintet. I mean, this piece is like molten lava. And if you've never heard it, maybe if you've never even heard Brahms before, if you've never heard a classical music concert before, I think if you're going to start with a piece, you can start with this one. You know, so, and for some people, they would say it would end with this one too. It's just an unbelievable gigant of a piece. So, before that, we will have a phenomenal baritone, Ricardo Herrera, who is faculty here at the U of I. He'll be singing a few songs that kind of fit this theme. One will be Mephisto from Faust, from Gounod. And the other one will be Te Quiero. It's a Mexican serenade. So he's a Juilliard-trained baritone.
He's fabulous.
Amazing, yeah. So we'll have that at the beginning, and then the Brahms Piano Quintet together with the members of the Jupiter Quartet. The pianist will be Yulia Fedoseva, a Russian pianist here in town, a fantastic pianist. And cellist will be Dmitry Kozov. So that'll be the last evening at 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Wonderful program. Does the fact that Ricardo is singing Faust as in Mephisto as in the devils, this come into the Some Like It Hot thing, you know?
Yes. Well, devil come down to Georgia, and this time he came to Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah.
And so it's just part of this energy we're trying really to create and maintain with each one of these performances. The performances are free. But they are action-packed as far as content. They're also, relatively speaking, short. We try to keep them to about an hour. No intermission, so that you get in there, you get your energy fix, and then you're free to move about and around downtown and have fun. Usually the weather picks up, and as we are seeing now, it's
getting pretty nice.
Gorgeous, yeah. So that time of the year is just perfect, and you know, spend an hour in there, hear some great music, meet some great people also. What I really liked about Docha also in the previous years is the mix of different people that come and enjoy this festival. So you'll have those that perhaps are coming for the first time. You have students. You also have other departments coming to support. And then you'll have also people that are involved in classical music for a living or that teach music. So you'll have a huge range really for everyone, but I mean it's just very energetic and fun
and free
fun festival, and it's free. So you know, they say some of the best things in life are free. Well, there is one of them.
There you go. Or
modestly speaking. Hey, why be modest? You know, it takes a lot of energy into setting up something like this, and the result has always been really, really wonderful. So you know, I love when people come and enjoy it also.
The fruits of your labors and those of all the other organizers.
Yes. Yeah.
The Docha Festival, downtown Champaign Chamber Music, 5th annual, public performances Friday and Saturday night at 7, Sunday late afternoon at 5, and then a young people's concert Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Everything is at the Orpheum Theater inside the Orpheum Children's Science Museum in downtown. And for more information, Is it just
docha.org?
docha.org. Stefan Milankovic, thanks very much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks.
Stay tuned for some live performances of early music in anticipation of the preview of a recital in Charleston happening tomorrow night. That's coming up in just a moment. Here is some of the opening of that wonderful music by Brahms, his piano quintet with Arthur Rubinstein and the Guarneri Quartet here on Live and Local. Stay tuned. Pianist Arthur Rubinstein with the Guarneri Quartet performing the beginning portion of the opening movement of the piano quintet in F minor by Johannes Brahms, which will be played by forces at the Docha Chamber Music Festival on a concert Sunday evening at 5. The whole festival starts on Friday. This is Live and Local. Our programs are supported in part by the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. And, of course, Friends of WILL are those listeners who support us financially. We appeal to you guys right now during our spring pledge period. We have a goal to raise $140,000 by pledge period's end. And if we do it early, we'll knock off early, but we'll keep going until we get there, or at least through Saturday, whichever comes last, first. I don't know how that goes, but you can help us get there right now with your phone call at 217-244-0025 or your online contribution or pledge at willpledge.org, willpledge.org. David Thiel is here with me to give you some other reason to call than whatever I've been able to do
well,
so far.
Well, you know, I was thinking earlier in the program, you know, we really did the local part of Live and Local. I mean, we're still local, but now we're going to be doing the live part. And we're here. We've got we've actually moved to a different studio since the last segment. And now we're in our performance studio. We've got musicians here. They're waiting. And this is great. You know, it's a great opportunity. I mean, how often do you really get to hear live music performed on the radio? Well, if you're listening to this program, fairly often. And it's such a nice feature. It's great to be able to bring all these talented musicians into our building and, of course, allow them the opportunity to perform for you. And we hope you appreciate that and you really do support it because, you know, Kevin, you were saying that you know, we don't necessarily get a lot of calls at pledge time for this program. And I think that's a shame. I think obviously, you put a lot of work into it, and we know there are people out there listening who really—
A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people out there listening. And, you know, it's not as if we're going to go, well, you know, we didn't get a lot of calls. I guess we'll just get rid of Live and Local. It doesn't necessarily work that way. But, you know, it's still nice to have a good response. You know, it really does. I mean, it sends a message to you. It sends a message to station management. We really want to hear from you. 217-244-0025 is that number to call. And, of course, you can go online and make a pledge at willpledge.org.
And the live folks, of course you're alive. The people who are going to be playing for us live in our studio are all faculty members. Well, two of the three of you are faculty members at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. There is another two members of the faculty who will be on the recital tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Dowd and Fine Arts Center on the campus in Charleston, part of the faculty recital series there, a recital of early music. And I'm looking at a viola da gamba. I'm looking at something called a sackbut.
Indeed.
And I'm looking at something called a Yamaha clavinova, which is going to masquerade as a harpsichord today. What was that?
And an organ.
And organ. Well, let me introduce the players quickly. Kawai Yu is playing one of the viols. He'll be playing well as cello on this concert. Sonia Lee playing harpsichord and organ. And Jemmy Robertson playing the sackbut. And I'm just going to leave it at that and let you guys play your first tune. And then we'll talk about these instruments.
Thank you.
live music in our studio and on Live and Local. Studio F, if you must know. We moved from Studio D to Studio F. What did we just hear?
We just heard a work by Giovanni Martino Cesare from 1621 called La Hieronima. It's from a book of melodies he composed called Musical Melodies. And so almost 500
catchy
years
name,
old.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Musicali Melodi, yes.
And that is the voice of Jemmy Robertson, who played the sackbut. And, you know, if this were a call-in show, I'd say, okay, what is the sackbut related to based on what you just heard? And when Jemmy walked in, I said, so is that really a sackbut in that case? And he said, yes, that's right. Because it's an instrument I'd heard of and I'd seen pictures of and I'd heard recordings of, but I'd never seen one live and local. And here it is. It's basically a skinny trombone.
Yeah, it's the trombone. Honestly, it hasn't evolved that much in the last 500 years. So this instrument was only constructed a year and a half ago, but it's based on the essential design of an instrument from the 1500s. So there's a couple modern concessions in this particular instrument. This is actually made in Latvia by an instrument maker named Nartis, who's also a very fine trombonist and sackbut player. And so he started his own company making these instruments. And so it's a fairly new instrument, but one of the modern concessions here is the addition of the water key, we'll call it.
And, or the spit valve, as most people know.
Yeah, euphemism for the spit valve. But and there's also a movable tuning slide. Those two things wouldn't have been on an instrument constructed in 1621, but those are the only two differences. So this is, you know, a brass instrument. The only difference from a modern trombone is essentially it's a smaller bell flare and a smaller bore size, we call it, for the hand slide of the trombone. A modern trombone will have a slightly larger bore, and that's simply the diameter of the tubing of the hand slide.
And otherwise, from the player's point of view?
Very, very similar to a modern horn, particularly very similar to a modern small-bore jazz trombone. It's not really closely similar to like a large orchestral trombone that you would hear if you went to an orchestra. But if you were hearing a big band or a jazz combo, most likely you would hear the trombonist play an instrument not much larger than this, the only difference really being the bell flare.
And there's something called an alto trombone.
Right,
which is I suppose, even smaller than this one, isn't it?
Right. That would be pitched in E-flat, so just a fourth higher than a modern trombone. And this instrument is in B-flat, just like a modern tenor trombone. So,
and the other actually, it's interesting. Yesterday on the program, we had a violist on the program, and she was playing a transcription of a suite for Viola da Gamba by Bach.
Yes.
And we were talking about, well, what is a viola da gamba? And you've brought one in here. This is one of different types of viols. Can you talk about that concept generally and then this instrument specifically?
Absolutely. Viola da gamba basically literally means viola at the lakes, gamba, which is because it's the bass viol, the family. They are held in between the legs, and so it's like a viola. So it's also known as viol, basically. There are a family of viols, a treble viol, alto viol, tenor viol, and bass viol. And bass viol is particularly commonly used to play in basso continuo in on larger ensemble. And many people associate viola da gamba with cello because the bass viol, it's about the same size as a cello, but actually the viol family, in other words, actually closer to the lute family and the guitar family because it had frets, and the sound production is it's a little different from the violin family. It's a little softer, not as projected, and there are several different things that are different in terms of the body of the instrument. Like there's C-holes and a viol inside the F-holes.
C-holes, those are the openings in the body
where
of the instrument.
Yes. And then the shoulder is a little sloped. The back is flat and different from how the violins are curved.
Sorry to interrupt, but when you say C hole versus F hole, what does that mean?
Like it's like a C here
shape, a little like the and what is difference does that really make?
It's just visually different.
So it's aesthetic, part. Really. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also the bow hole is the bow hole is different. The bow grip, like the way the musicians hold the bow for gamba is on the hand, as versus the violinist that will be overhand on top of the stick instead of below the stick. So,
and this instrument has seven strings.
Viol can range from six to seven. Usually, it would be six. Six strings would be the most common one in the Renaissance and most of the Baroque. But in the late Baroque, particularly when the viol becomes really, really, the viola da gamba become very, very popular in France and England. Virtuoso gamba players, particularly Mahé, among others, began to use to add one more low A string, the seven strings. And I talk about strings. The tuning is very different from violins as well. Violin cellos, they're tuned in fifth, but for viol, they have the fourth, and then the middle string is actually a third, and then the fourth and fourth. It's basically like the tuning of a lute.
Mm. And we know that Jemmy's old instrument was really built about a year ago. Yours is an old instrument built more recently, or is this actually an old instrument?
This is also built more recently. It's actually about 1985 by a wonderful English maker, Jane Juliet. I guess it's 29 years old. You can go see that old. And it's very, very wonderfully borrowed from Dr. Fred Lawrence, who was a wonderful gamba player as well here in town.
But it is modeled on several hundred years old.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it sounded wonderful. Music by Giovanni Martino Cesare that will be on tomorrow night's concert at 7:30 at the Downa Fine Arts Center in Charleston. Early music recital by faculty members and guests of at Eastern Illinois University. I should say guest. The one guest is with us today, and Sonia Lee playing harpsichord and organ. We'll have more live music in just a moment here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. where our programs are supported by the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. And, of course, our programs are supported not only by our business underwriters, but also and especially by those individual listeners who choose to place a dollar value on their listening experience. David Teal is our effectively program director.
Yes.
We call him the content director, I think.
It's a highfalutin title, yeah.
Yeah, but in charge of deciding what goes on the air.
Well, yeah, for television and AM and FM. So. This show, of course, is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a very important part of the FM schedule, and we really do appreciate those listeners who call in with their pledge of support. It's 217-244-0025 is the number to call right now to make that pledge and to, help support this program specifically, but, you know, of course, all the music programs on WILL-FM.
217-244-0025 to the number to call. There's a number to call. You know, I'm looking at something here that came from a study at Harvard and the University of British Columbia, which says that in terms of quantifying happiness, quote unquote, spending money on oneself barely moves the needle, but spending on others causes a significant increase. In other words, people who donate money to causes they believe in are happier.
I would support that. So don't worry. Get happy. Support WILL.
Give us money.
Well, but, you know, the thing is that, you know, this is the way we pay a lot of the bills around here. We come on a few times a year. We ask for our listeners' support because this is a public radio station. It's a community effort. We can operate here as long, you know, we basically operate at the largesse of the community. To the extent that we're supported, we're able to produce local programs like Live and Local. We're able to have our own, you know, local hosts presenting classical music. We want to be able to do, you know, to maintain what we're doing and, you know, hopefully do more of that. But we can only do as much as our listeners allow us to do. So, you know, at the end of the day, what do you get out of it as a listener? Well, I mean, I think you get some great live music here on Live and Local. I think you hear about a lot of events in the community. And this program just wouldn't be here without you. So 244-9455 in the 217 area code. And, of course, online at willpledge.org. And we really do want to hear from you this afternoon.
Thanks, David. Thanks. And, of course, thanks to our performers. What are we going to do next? Are we going to hear the harpsichord?
Sure.
And what
do
we
gamba.
Have?
So we're going to play the first movement of Bach's sonata for the gamba and harpsichord, BWV 1029.
So yesterday we heard, I forget which one we heard, it was played on viola with piano. And now, so we get to hear the actual viola da gamba. This will
yes.
be fun. An excerpt from the D major sonata for viola da gamba and keyboard by Johann Sebastian Bach. And it seems to cry out for the next movement.
Yes. It's almost the next movement is kind of right, usually what we call attacker, go right
yeah.
in.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah. No, she says no. difficult to do on the clavinova, right? Well, actually, talk about that a little bit. Sonia Lee playing our clavinova with a harpsichord stop. What's the difference when you shift from harpsichord to an instrument like this electronic keyboard?
Well, on this digital keyboard, it doesn't have the real plucking action as one would get on the real harpsichord. The harpsichord and on the instrument, the strings are plucked when one plays on the keyboard.
So unlike a piano in which hammers actually mm-hmm. hit the strings, mm-hmm. on a harpsichord,
the strings are plucked.
And you feel that resistance.
Sure, yes. There's a resistance point when actually one plays on the keyboard.
And then so then if you're used to doing that, and particularly, I guess, with fast passages, mm-hmm. it feels totally different.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then what happens? Do you end up playing faster than you really want to if you're not used to you know, electronic?
The key dip of the electronic keyboard is it's actually bigger and it's closer to that of the modern piano versus on the harpsichord, the key dip is smaller. So meaning when one press down the keyboard, one doesn't have to, you know, press all the way like too much down.
Yeah, so a totally different feel. So she's frantically going, no. Let's not do the faster movement on here. That's one of the concessions to if folks gave us an extraordinarily amount of money, we could maybe buy a harpsichord, but then we'd have to be moving it in and out of the studio constantly. You could also buy us a grand piano, but that we'd have the same issue there, and then we'd have to tune it, and you know, it would need a sustaining member just for the piano alone. So some things won't happen no matter how much money you give us, probably, but everything happens because folks do support the program with your contributions, and we appreciate it very much, and we need to continue to ask during pledge drives in order to make sure that we can keep doing the shows that we're doing. 217-244-0025, the number to call during this spring pledge period, or give online at willpledge.org. The other folks who are involved in tomorrow night's recital on the bassoon, Bernard Bora, is he going to be playing a period bassoon?
I do not believe so.
Don't. So it would be a modern instrument, but will blend in nicely with what you guys are doing. And then on various trumpets, Andrew Cheatham. And
he's going to play a natural trumpet as well as a modern trumpet on a selection or two. And
this should be a great program with the music by Johann Petzl, Andrea Falconieri. I love some of the names. I mean, people who the average music lover probably hasn't heard of, but some great music on tomorrow night's concert. 7:30 p.m. at the Dowden Fine Arts Center on the Eastern Illinois University campus in Charleston. And our thanks to Jemmy Robertson on the sackbut, Kawai Yu playing viol, and Sonia Lee on the clavinova. She'll be doing harpsichord and organ on tomorrow night's concert. And Jemmy and Kawai both on faculty at Eastern, and Sonia Lee is a guest from playing lots of places across the country and elsewhere. Thanks very much for coming in and giving us a preview of the concert. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we have news from NPR on tomorrow night's tomorrow's Live and Local at 4 o'clock. We will be hearing some bagpipes. Paul Hinson plays the Highland pipes. He's going to be doing that in downtown Champaign, I think, on Friday. And we'll also be sharing some CDs from the Friends of WILL, from the Live and Local Library in the Friends of WILL Library. But thanks to all who've supported the program so far today. There's a minute and a half for you to register your contribution to Live and Local. The phone number again, 217-244-0025. Willpledge.org, the web address. Thanks to David Teal, our content director, for joining me on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the opportunity to be here, and it was great. This is my first time actually sitting in the studio while the live performance was going on, so this was a really nice change of pace for the afternoon.
It's a nice little private concert to be able to sit in the studio.
And, you know, unfortunately, you can't all be here with us in the studio, but you can listen. And, you know, how often do you get, you know, a live performance on the radio? You know,
Not often enough,
but you do get them pretty frequently here on Live and Local. So 244-0025 is the number to call with your pledge of support for this program. And, of course, willpledge.org. You make a contribution that way. And we really do thank you.
And thank you, David. Stay tuned for All Things Considered. This is 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we do thank our members for your contributions. It's 501.